Hello, welcome to Talk at the Table with God, Food, Wine. My name is Amy. I am your host of Talk at the Table. I am also the owner and co-founder of God, Food, Wine, a business that hosts pop-up food and wine experiences in Sonoma, Napa, Marin, and San Francisco. It's so good to have you here. I am so grateful to be with you today at Talk at the Table. So pull up a chair, pour yourself a glass of wine, enjoy some delicious bites, and allow yourself some you time as you join me today around the table of God, Food, Wine. So on my heart today is this quote by the poet from the book Butterflies Rising. And it goes, "Beautiful wildflower, grow untamed." And the Holy Spirit brought that quote to my heart today because as we are entering into a new season, physically, the spring season, and also spiritually into a new season, the Holy Spirit is highlighting to me where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom, and that I am a beautiful wildflower in the heart of His garden in this world, and you are a beautiful wildflower in the heart of His garden in this world, and that we have permission to be free to grow where we are planted. Wherever you are today in this world, bloom where you are planted, and that we can be a light of warmth and love and gratitude wherever we go, that as I bask, as we bask in His glory day to day, we can grow in His glory and blossom and be a beautiful light and a beautiful presence in this world. So wildflowers grow untamed and they grow wherever they want. So it is, if you're feeling a constraint or you're feeling trapped or you're feeling like you aren't able to grow forward, I'm just here to tell you that there is a release of that in the spirit realm. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, you are free. Where I am, there is freedom. You are free, even if you don't feel free in your soul, in your body, if you feel trapped in some way, you're still growing, and it's just the beautiful heart of being and basking and growing and being planted in God's glory. So you have favor, you have grace, and you are going glory to glory in this world. So I encourage you to shine. I encourage you to just go through and feel the process of growing, as it doesn't always feel good. However, it has a beautiful, beautiful outcome. So as a seed grows, it goes through stress and it reaches for the light. It reaches high for the light so that it can grow. And so I encourage you to just reach out to the light, God, and just rest in Him in that and allow His heart to warm you, to love you, and to shine on you with grace and love, unconditional love. Let Him love you today. Let God love you today. So that is what I wanted to share today. And another portion of talk at the table is not only an inspired conversation that's on my heart, but also a shared food and wine pairing. So I've been in the wine industry for over 22 years, working as a supplier for various wineries, working for distributors, working in the national account realm, working for private wineries, and here in Napa and Sonoma. And now I have opened my own business, God Food Wine, through the leading of the Holy Spirit. He and I co-partner in this business. So if you have a boutique pop-up food and wine event that you have on your heart, I can help you. I actually provide the friendly wine service and education for your boutique pop-up experience. So whether you're hosting a food and wine experience at your home, or you're actually picnicking in the park through a company called Picnic Potential, who we partner with, picnicpotential.com can set up all of your picnic needs, and they have amazing themes, amazing service, and the owner, Allison, is just the best. So if you don't want to set up a picnic setting this spring, reach out for Picnic Potential, picnicpotential.com. And I provide the personal wine tastings for those events with Picnic Potential. I can come to your home. I also host corporate events, food and wine festival dinners and lunches. So reach out for me at godfoodwine.com. And you can also send me a note at cheers@godfoodwine.com. I'm also on Instagram at godfoodwine. So what I am sharing today is actually a pairing that my husband and I are going to have tonight. And it is the perfect match made in heaven of oysters paired with sparkling wine. And the oysters that we're having tonight are the Kumamoto oysters from Tamales Bay, a nice kind of salty briny with a little kiss of sweetness. So I love the Kumamotos for that. They're a little sweet and a little salty. And we are also having the Atlantic oysters from the East Coast, paired with a little bit of Meyer lemon, organic Meyer lemon. And that might be all we have tonight. We love oysters. And so with that, I'm going to pair it with the La Prenda Petalant Natural, or PetNat for short. It is a beautiful wine that is sparkling, and it has a Cadillac on the label. So just look for the Cadillac on the label. And it's called La Prenda Carneros Petalant Natural Cadillac. It's beautiful and I love it. It's about $30. I buy it at Sonoma Market here at my local market. But you can ask your local retailer to carry it, or they might have it already. But La Prenda is located here in Sonoma Valley, and they produce beautiful wines. They have a gorgeous little tasting room right here in the heart of the Sonoma Valley in downtown Sonoma off the square. So check them out, go visit them. And they are more than happy to pour you wines. You can walk in, which is nice nowadays versus having to make reservations. So the La Prenda Carneros Petalant Natural Cadillac, it's a light, playful sparkling. Petalant Natural means naturally bubbling, and it's best to drink it young. It's actually the original method, the original winemaking tradition of sparkling wine production. And there is another method, the method Champenois method, that is based in Champagne, France, where the wine goes through a first fermentation outside the outside of wine bottling. And then once it's bottled, it goes through a second fermentation. So it goes through two fermentations in the method Champenois tradition in Champagne, France. And method Champenois is also used in sparkling wine winemaking here in California. The original method was called the method ancestral, or, you know, pétillant naturel is what we call it today. And it's where the actual freshly fermented wine is bottled with still active yeast present, giving the wine its natural sparkle. So the fermentation actually happens in the bottle just once, and it creates this very crisp and fresh, beautiful sparkling wine, and it will pair perfect with the fresh oysters, right? The fresher the oysters are, the better. Same with Pet Nat. It is a fresh, meant to be drunk young, sparkling natural wine, whereas the method of Champagne or some sparkling wines in the method Champenois, the wine is actually, it'll be aged for 12 to 24 months in bottle before it's even released. So that's an awesome style as well. But to go with the oysters, I'm going for fresh and fresh. Fresh oysters, fresh sparkling wine. So go get a bottle of La Prenda. If you can't find the Cadillac, they also have another Pet Nat called hashtag wines for lunch that you might be able to find. And that would be a really nice pairing as well. So that is what I would like to share with you today. And I'm so looking forward to getting to know each and every one of you. Send me an email. Give me some ideas on what you'd like to learn about wine and food and wine pairings. And we'll cover those here. Or if there's anything on your heart that you want to talk about in conversation, anything Holy Spirit inspired, or just that's on your heart, reach out. So thank you for listening today to this season one, episode two podcast of Talk at the Table with God, Food, Wine. Go on Instagram, follow us at God Food Wine, and check out our website, godfoodwine.com. Until then, I cheers to you. I celebrate you today, you beautiful wildflower. And as women, we are here to support and encourage you in your daily life. And if you need any prayer or have any prayer requests, send them to us as well. We believe in the heart of prayer, and we believe in miracles. And so we will pray with faith-filled hearts for you. All right, my friends, have a beautiful, blessed, fresh, sparkling, wildflower day.